Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Now, you're very welcome back. So I think it's increasingly clear over the last number of years that Irish boxing has some very serious issues and serious links. And as we mentioned in the news round this morning, one man has died. Another two men, including Peter Taylor, have been seriously injured in a shooting at Bray Boxing Club. The injuries to Peter Taylor and the other man injured not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí have said that between 15 and 20 people were in the gym in Bray for a class when the good man entered at around 6:55 a.m. And no doubt the facts surrounding this morning will emerge over the coming days, so we won't double guess everything by any means. Kieran Cunningham is chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. Kieran, I think everybody's first assumption was that this had something to do with the Hutch-Kinahan feud, which has tended to flare up around Irish boxing over the last number of years. But at this point, it's your understanding that that may not have been the case this morning.
No, that is definitely my understanding, because when I heard it as well, I come to that conclusion, because Pete Taylor has been training four MTK fighters for the last few months, so people are very quick to assume that this was something to do, but it gathered something completely different. But it's still a disaster. It's a desperately sad day for everybody involved and for the families involved. I was down at that gym in January to talk to Pete, and I saw, like, I was looking at the schedule, like, eight-year-olds training there. You know, there's kids' classes all the time, there's teenagers' classes, there's fitness classes, as there was this morning, and it's very much a facility used by the community, and that it's a man that just going for an early morning fitness session, as so many people do, ended up losing his life. It's just it's very, very hard to take.
I presume most people would have jumped to the Hutch-Kinahan conclusion, because it's been such a feature of Irish boxing over the last number of years. That notwithstanding, the brand, I don't know what better word to use, but the brand that is Irish boxing, the rich tradition that is Irish boxing, it feels like it's at an all-time low at the moment. It feels like a terrible brand at the moment. It feels like it represents something really nefarious.
Yeah. Well, I think that's very much the case. I think it's become a toxic brand, to be honest. Like, if you were to bring in a consultant, or we often kind of scoff at public relations people, but if you were to bring in a PR expert and run through everything that's happened the last few years, and they say, you know, this is what the kind of headlines Irish boxing has been made. So at an amateur level, you had all the infighting and the IIBA, and eventually Billy Walsh, the most celebrated coach in Irish sport, walked away. You had one of the most highly fancied boxers going to the Olympics failing a drugs test, an absolute meltdown for the Irish team in Rio. Then after that, the IIBA, a civil war in the board of the IIBA, and at one stage, two different people claiming to be chairman. Then at professional level, you had a man killed at a weigh-in at the Regency Hotel a couple of years ago. You had a shooting outside the National Stadium in February this year. Two people were shot while there was an under-18 event going on inside. And, like, no MTK, like, over 30 fighters now are tied up with MTK, and there's been no MTK event in Ireland over the last couple of years. In the south of Ireland, involving MTK fighters since the Regency shooting. And there was supposed to be one in February in City West with five fighters involved, but it was pulled for insurance issues. Yeah. And there's huge issues now putting on boxing in the south. Like, I was talking to Katie Taylor's manager, Brian Peters, about this a few weeks ago, about why she's not fighting in Ireland. And he said, he was very careful in his language, but basically he was saying the climate isn't conducive to it now. I'm talking to the Gardaí and the authorities, because there's insurance issues, there's security issues, and also there's a wider issue for sport. It must be a nightmare trying to get sponsors when all the headlines now over the last few years have been so negative.
Yeah. Mel Christie, the president of Boxing Union of Ireland, told The Star last year, the reality is that the presence of an MTK fighter on the bill at present, in the view of the Boxing Union, would put at risk the safety of patrons and other persons involved in the boxing event. It's as simple as that. So MTK, Mac the Knife Global, formerly MGM, Macklin's Gym, Marbella, it seems that was set up around 2012, 2013 time. Daniel Kinahan came in as a co-founder, and we've seen the spate of incidents you described there. Sandra Vaughan, the current CEO of MTK, recently made it very clear that none of the new management team or owners, nor any of the Irish boxers signed with MTK Global, have any connection with crime. Yet many Irish media continue to drag up past affiliations and sensationalise and slander MTK Global and their stable. As CEO, I cannot and will not allow this to continue. How are we meant to move forward as an organisation when we keep being dragged into the past by the media? This witch hunt by Irish media has left me with no choice but for MTK Global to pull out of the Republic of Ireland for the immediate future. And so she was very clear that they have no affiliations with crime, and that is the current position. And since then, there's been a complete ban on any media talking to MTK fighters and presumably to Sandra Vaughan herself. So that whole backdrop is, I don't want to say killing the professional sport in Ireland, but it's certainly not doing the situation any good.
No, no, it definitely isn't, because any sport needs the oxygen of publicity. So if you've got a media ban, and a very partial media ban, because it's Republic of Ireland media, not Northern Ireland media, even though some of the papers in the north have written about the exact same links as the papers in the south. But I think they need to sell tickets in the north, so that's why they haven't put the ban in place. But because of that, even if this ban goes tomorrow, I know from talking to sports editors, they've a very negative view of boxing now. They don't want to know about it because they think this isn't worth the hassle. Mm. And why should we cozy up to these people when they're causing us all this grief and are coming up with these boycotts, etc.? And it's an awful shame for the sport of boxing, because it is Ireland's international sport in terms of success at Olympic level, at amateur and at other levels in the amateur game and in professional level. Like, professional boxing in the States was largely built on the backs of Irish and Italian boxers. So you have this situation now where in some of the most deprived areas in Ireland, the only outlet for kids are boxing clubs run by volunteers, and often with the most basic of facilities, but they make the most of it. And the amount of kids they keep in the straight and narrow is really underestimated, and they never get that kind of credit. Like, when we're talking now, there's all over the country, there's hundreds and hundreds, thousands of kids training in gyms.
Yeah.
And people forget that and think they just see the headlines and they see about feuds and gangland, and they've such a negative view of what's going on, and it's really killing all the positives in Irish boxing.
Mm. And as for Sandra Vaughan's point about the links with crime having stopped completely, we have to be careful here, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But there will still be a degree of scepticism over that. People can only go on her
definitely
word.
People are still sceptical, Joe, because a couple of fighters have gone public on social media and described Daniel Kinahan in various terms as an advisor or whatever.
Mm.
So even though there's supposed to be no links there. And the other thing is, even if there's no links now, MTK was built on Kinahan money.
Mm.
And it's quite an empire at the moment. It's a rising force in it. So it's very legitimate to question where that money came from.
Mm.
And I have sympathy for the boxers, because boxing is a tough business. And there aren't many outfits out there that look after boxers, and MTK do.
Mm.
No, the boxers are given, there's over 30 Irish pros now, and they're given very good facilities. They're paid on time, and they're paid reasonably well compared to how a lot of other management companies work. So you can see why they're so gung-ho and backing them, because that's the kind of business boxing is.
Yeah.
It's often, it's been Jimmy Cannon famously described as the red light district of sports. It's often had shady links.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, that's the wider issue, I suppose. And again, there's no links with this morning, it seems, and that's your understanding as well in any way. And so the facts surrounding this morning will no doubt emerge over the coming days. But you throw it all together and it all swirls around, and it really does feel like just a massive low point for Irish boxing at the moment, with no obvious end to all this in sight. Like, you need more management companies coming on the scene. You need the violence, which seems to be around the sport over the last number of years, to subside, and quickly. And none of that seems on the immediate horizon, I would say.
No, and it's a shame, because there's so many great people involved in it, and there's so many great stories in Irish boxing. Like, what Katie Taylor is doing over the last couple of years is fascinating. What the potential Jason Quigley has and his charisma and personality, he can go places. Somebody like Gary Spike O'Sullivan, whose rise took a lot of people by surprise, and others like people might know that well, like Pascal Collins, one of the best coaches in Ireland in any sport, but he gets hardly any publicity. But all these great people, and Alexa Kenneth Egan, Michael Caruth put in there as well. There's a lot of great people in Irish boxing. But it's all been pushed into they've been pushed into the shadows because of these. It's a relentless negativity now, and it's having an effect. Like, I think, you know, I can't see a major boxing event being in the south of Ireland for a long, long time. I think no promoter or the authorities would allow it because they're just afraid something else will happen.
Okay, Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. Thanks very much for that. We'll take a short break.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.